Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Steffi Peck Part 2 episode. My favorite part of her interview was doing a mini movie review on the recent movie Men, directed by Alex Garland. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Annyeonghaseyo. 나는 한국 사람이에요. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, Steffi Peck.
Hello. 어떻게 이렇게 잘생긴 아저씨가 있어요? 아저씨 뭐 하고 계시고 있어요 지금? 우리 집 이 집이 너무 예뻐요.
She said, "You look like a handsome." Older uncle guy.
아저씨. 아저씨 어때 한국말 못하세요?
She just said.
Oh, 창피해.
She said, hold up, slow it down. She said, you don't even know how to speak Korean. You must be so ashamed. Keep going.
Oh, 창피해.
Keep going.
김치 있어?
어디 있어?
냉장고에 김치 있어?
없어요.
있어? 없어요. 왜 없어?
Okay, so yeah. the next thing she said, do you have kimchi in your fridge? And I said, I don't have any. Keep going.
No.
Keep going.
Bad.
Keep going.
Where is the kimchi?
Kimchi?
좋아요. Kimchi 안 좋아하세요? 한국 사람과 어떻게 김치 싫어하는 사람과 어디 있어요?
She said, how could I call myself a Korean person without kimchi?
야 근데 yeah. 이제 왜 이렇게 옷도 이렇게 옷 잘 안 입어 옷 신발 왜 집에서 지금 신발 신은 것도 이상해요 신발 신으면 안 돼요.
Okay, so she was making fun of my clothing, and she said, and then on top of that, how could you be wearing shoes in your own home?
샤워했어 이빨 닦았어.
Both. She said. 했... Okay, hold up. You're speaking. She said, did I take a shower and did I brush my teeth?
똥구멍 닦았어. 똥밥 닦았어?
Hold up, give me a second. She said, did I take a shower or did I brush my teeth? The last thing she said is, did you wipe your asshole? for 똥?
Yeah,
똥.
했어?
똥 했어요.
Okay.
Yay, part two!
Part two, baby!
Yeah, two. How you been? Give us an update. It's been 9 months
Damn,
or so.
I don't even...
That was nervous...
You have so much energy, bro.
This is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. It's Holy not my sponsor, shit. But they're on sale four for $5 at your local Ralph's.
Ralph's? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're Ralph's guy. Mm-hmm. No, not a Target? I go to Target.
I love Target. Oh, you're a Target guy?
I'm a Target.
Okay. What do you get there?
Oh, at Target?
Yeah.
What do I not get there? Smart food? Popcorn?
Oh, hello. You know about... Hold up. Mm-hmm. What do you get?
Lightly salted
or butter?
No, bro, cheddar, but they have this Flamin' Hot flavor now. Collab with the Flamin'.
Wait a minute. You know about that? My intern kind of nodded. You know about that? What else?
Yo, shout out to the intern. Yeah. We are Virgo Nation nearby.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Virgo Nation because right. Last time, 9 months ago, we all went to In-N-Out Burger and had nice cheeseburgers.
Oh my God, it was
okay.
Amazing.
Do you get Smartly product there?
I do get Smartly product.
You know what Smartly is? What is it?
Wait, is that not? Are we not talking about smart food right now? What the hell is Smartly? What the fuck are we talking about right now? Hold on. He is sponsored up the yang
I'm
right now.
By them.
What is what is this? What is this?
This is my favorite hand soap by Smartly. Guess how much this is at Target?
Ugh, fuck. I don't know. $3.
$1.99.
Holy shit. So not even on sale. That is what they price at.
So I get their ocean hand soap, but I also get their orange sunshine summertime body wash.
Summertime sadness?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
You'll like it. So definitely look into, if you're at Target, check out Smartly.
Oh.
And you owe me, because that was a free ad read that
seriously.
I did for you for free, Smartly.
Yeah, Target.
Yeah.
Sponsor this.
It's
the best.
So going back to the, we're all Virgos. When's your birthday? What month?
September
what day?
17.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
That's my brother's birthday.
Bro, we talked about this last time. And
no,
I,
we didn't.
We
this
hug.
Is the first
no.
time.
Do you remember this? And
no,
I said
we
that
didn't.
I will be your fill-in brother, dude, because
you
when
sure?
your brother's not around.
Okay.
Because we had the same birthday.
Or just timestamp that. So anyway, September 17th, and then.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Look at the time right now.
9:17.
Bro! Ah! Holy shit. What does this mean right now? What does it mean? Oh my God, we gotta make a wish. Oh shit!
Oh
you're
no!
Surrounded
you know that?
By...
You know what that means?
What does it mean?
We're all gonna die tonight.
No. Yeah.
So it's nice knowing you.
No.
No. No. We're
that.
All. We all have to do it together. We're all Virgos.
When's your birthday? September 22nd. That was my ex's birthday.
Oh.
I know you September 22nd.
We're not gonna give
you're
him.
Y'all are anal as fuck.
August 25th.
Good people.
August 25th. August 25th.
I don't know anything about it. You guys are in August. The August ones are cooler than the September ones, actually. We're much more anal.
You're on the Leo cusp that you're basically a Leo. Or I'm not.
Did you just want to use the word cusp?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Dude,
I did.
No.
I did.
You
I did.
Basically said retrograde right now.
That, did I?
Basically.
Timestamp that as well. Okay. So what?
What, is
what classifies Virgos as Virgos? Can I throw one out there?
Yes, please do.
We're warriors. We worry.
I thought you said warriors.
Not
but
not warriors.
Yeah,
we worry. We're worriers.
We're warworts.
We worry.
We worry. You. I could tell you seem like a warrior.
What are you talking about?
You just seem like someone that's very like detailed, organized, but don't maybe not try to seem like it from the outside, but the inside is tormented by analness.
I hate what you're doing right now. Timestamp all that. The last fucking minute and a half. I hate what you're doing right now because you're dead on.
It is, right?
Because you're dead on.
Because this is, I see the outside.
Think about, wait, think about it. Before you start doing what you're doing, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, look at this. This place, you would think, is not organized, but if you carefully look, everything is perfectly placed exactly where he wants it, and it is planned. How perfectly this tee is edged to the side.
But do you notice how I taped it against the wall?
Exactly. You are the craziest of all of them.
How do you know all these things? How do you know
we
all
are
these
all
things? You're
one
me. You're
because we
me.
Are all Virgos are fucking crazy.
What? No. Don't give them a bad rap. Let's talk about positive qualities of Virgos.
I love the crazy
but
part
we're not,
of us.
We're not Gemini. Geminis are the crazy ones.
Okay, but what
Gemini.
I mean, we're good crazy. We people want.
I have unnecessary worries. I worry about stuff that things that have not happened yet.
Like what? Example.
Oh, I wonder if the Chevy Spark's gonna be
that Chevy Spark's going to go away because that's the car I wanted to get because I realized that Daewoo, it's a Koreans really make the Chevy Spark. And I saw last night they might discontinue. Write down the Chevy Spark, please. 2022 Chevy Spark. And it's the most affordable compact car out in the market. And I just realized that it's Chevy doesn't make it. It's really GM Korea. What? And it was the old Daewoo turned into the GM. Yeah.
Shut up.
So I realized you could get a Chevy Spark for about $14,000. And so I was worried like, oh, no, if I wanted to get a car, they're going to discontinue it after this year.
Holy shit. Are you committed to this car? Because it's out. I'm sorry. I've never even heard of it. It's literally no one's heard of it. I'm more worried. I'm worried that you know about this car. I'm worried that this is not a real thing.
Look that up. Chevy Spark 2022.
You saw this on some sort of fake April Fool's ad.
No, it's a real car. It does exist. They're going to discontinue it. There's only about, I think, 4 models of it.
Yeah, but why do you want it when it's about to get discontinued?
Because
there's a reason for that.
It's like a rare baseball card. It's like, you know, or like a Pokemon card. You know, like how there's a series of them, and the one series might go away. You need to get that.
Yeah, but those go up in value. This does not. It's called a fucking spark. It's going to cause sparks.
You see what she's doing right now?
This should not happen. I am worried for you. Yeah. Sick now. Worried you're worried about this thing that shouldn't be worried about.
We're talking about Virgos.
Why is it written?
About Virgos. And why these... See?
Do you want that car, girl? It's a bat. It looks...
Why are you guys...
What do you drive now?
I don't have a car.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Does that give you more context of my concerns now? I don't even have a freaking car, and here you are. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm so sorry.
Talking bad on the Chevy Spark.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. I have not given the Spark a chance. Maybe once I meet it,
You
get it.
What is discontinued? What is a reasonable... What are you driving?
I drive a Jeep. A 2020
That's right. Jeep. I like your car.
You do
You gave
like
me
it?
A ride that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I
yeah,
did.
And I was complimenting your freaking car the whole time. I'm like, I like your car. Your car's cool. It's cool, dude. It's like, it looks kind of military.
Yeah, it's literally in the color Sarge green.
Yeah, it's like a military green.
But were you more impressed that I had a car? Because that's the impression I got, was you're more impressed that I had a car than the car itself.
What gave you that impression?
It was just the way, like when you got in and you sat in it and looked around.
I was impressed. No, because I know a lot of other people with cars.
Yeah.
That your particular car, it impressed me because it's unique. I haven't seen that model.
Okay.
And it, you know what I mean? It was like, it was like militant green. The inside of it really impressed me. I'm like, whoa, this is cool.
It's hefty. You want to take it for a test ride, buddy?
I don't know. I haven't driven in a long time. I really do fit the stereotype.
Uh-oh.
Where I'm not a good driver.
Uh-oh.
At all.
Uh-oh.
I drive like, how do you say, harmony?
How about you? Harmony.
Yeah. Okay. So I drive like a grandmother, a grandfather.
Oh, grandpa. Okay.
I drive like a turtle.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't shame it. Slow is better than fast and crazy. What did you say that? Yeah.
What, slow is better than fast?
I think so.
Let me throw this out there. What would be a car that will pass where if you were to get a car, you wouldn't get made fun of? Like, where they're, you know what I'm saying? Where if, would a Hyundai, like a Hyundai Sonata? Think about it. Hyundai Sonata.
No one makes fun of Accords, like Honda Accords, the typical, like, you know what I mean? Like the
write that
the,
down, Honda Accord.
I don't know what the other version of, why is she writing? She has a notebook
we
of
things. We do timestamps. Let her do her thing. So Honda Accord is the
Are we getting sponsored?
No,
again?
We're not.
Am
There's
I being
no
a
sponsorships, even though we do have a lot. You know,
why?
We haven't even gotten into this yet.
Don't show him that.
I don't even
don't
know.
Don't show him that thing.
Okay.
This is
so hold up.
Embarrassing.
Continue. I'll give this back once you finish your Honda Accord.
Are you holding that?
Yeah.
Hostage?
Your Biotherm. Glossy shine.
Oh my God. Don't say that out loud.
Okay,
that's lube.
Okay. Wait. This thing? Okay. So why does Honda Accords get that pass?
It's the car that everyone, it's like to go to, it's like the JanSport of cars. It's like you can have it, no one says anything about it, you have it, it's utilitarian.
That why did you say that's interesting, you said JanSport, because I live
I'm not gonna give my
address.
But where I see like a lot of the students over here walking around, they all have black JanSports.
Yeah.
That's like the accepted kind of backpack in LA.
It's never gone out of style.
What is that about JanSport? Write down JanSport too. I like
that. JanSport's a good
one. Why JanSport? Because there's a lot of other backpack companies. Why JanSport in LA? Why is that the most accepted backpack over the years, decades?
Decades. I think it's the way the leather at the bottom, it really holds enough things. Is it the word leather?
I don't know, but keep going.
Do you love the word leather?
Yeah, I just like the word JanSport. I like that we're talking about JanSport.
It tickled you.
Yeah. But why do they... They all have the same...
Why is it called JanSport? Do you think
it's like a uniform. They all have all black. It has to be black, and it has to say JanSport. I haven't seen any navy blue ones or green ones or maroon ones.
No.
They all have black.
No.
Is that an LA thing? What is that?
If you're not going to get a JanSport, get an LL Bean, right? Like, you might as well. If you're not going to get a black JanSport. Do you know what an LL Bean is?
Yes and no. Can I get it at Target?
A Target?
Can I go to Target and buy it?
Oh, I don't think. I think it's an East Coast JanSport.
Then I don't know about it.
Okay. Yeah, we're LA people. Are you from LA?
Yeah, she's from LA, and she just agreed with the JanSport statement.
K-Town, baby?
She's K-Town, bro.
Stop. You know more about
Korea. Great, right there,
bro.
Dude.
Girl, I love those shoes. You need to always do a little fashion.
Throw me your knife, dude. Throw me your knife. She shocked me with her knife, dude.
What?
She's street certified. Throw it over here, dude.
I have one, too.
Street certified,
oh,
dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at that. That's a fucking Koreatown right there, dude.
I don't...
Wait. Be careful. I don't know how to use that either.
This way? This way? This way?
The other way. Don't try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. This is just...
Children?
Yeah. Oh, don't do that. Okay, that's okay. Well, the point being is
she carries a fucking knife to your house. It is actually, you know what? It's scary out there for any girl.
Shame my neighborhood. Think about what you're saying.
Don't shame my
neighborhood.
You're in a nice neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood. It's just being in LA, you don't know who's around. And you gotta be careful. Sorry.
You don't know who's around. Keep going.
You don't know what the fuck's gonna pop out of nowhere.
Have you had friction in K Town?
No.
Where a Haburaji goes, yeah, Iriwa.
No. Does it happen to you?
I'm wondering why.
Do Korean
because I'm not a female. I'm wondering.
Catcall you?
I have a machete. Like that's my protection. I don't own a gun, but I have a machete.
Where is it?
It's under my bed.
Don't mess with Stevie. Don't mess with him.
Can you lift up the thing?
I'm scared.
It's right there. Hold up. Let me see.
Oh, my God. I love that we all carry knives. I have one, too. Okay, yours looks so sharp right now. Hold on.
Yo.
Wait, I don't trust you with
that. Don't think twice before you enter this property.
It?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it real? Have you ever had to use this?
No,
there's literal blood.
There's no. Don't start doing that.
What is this?
This is on YouTube, by the way. So, dude, you better.
That's
think,
real, dude.
You, better
you
think
guys.
Twice before you enter my apartment, dude, because
bro,
Conan's coming.
Hold
up, JanSport. I didn't forget. Finish your thoughts on JanSport. Why do they? Just keep with that.
I think it's everyone's trying to figure out what the fuck JanSport means in the first place. What the fuck is JanSport?
Like, it's a company. It's the name of a backpack company.
I get that, but who is Jan?
Who the fuck is Jan?
Who the fuck? No one ever cares about what's behind the backpack.
What if
her
name is JanSport? Have you ever thought about that?
Her
whole name is JanSport.
Mrs. JanSport.
Yeah, and that's, so she's like, I want my own backpack, like in the 1940s.
Yeah.
She's like, my dream is to have a backpack named after me.
And she became
Name it my name, JanSport.
And that's the voice she has. She's like, I'm JanSport, Miss JanSport.
Yes.
And
she's a millionaire by now.
Oh, she's got to be a billionaire. Don't you think, how is it that
a
she-
billionaire? Because we don't know what kind of backpacks they use in Ohio.
That's true.
Or Texas or Minnesota. What if JanSport is only known in California, specifically LA County? Think about that.
Damn, I have been.
Because I was raised in Poway, San Diego. We had all different types of varieties of backpacks.
It wasn't JanSport.
It wasn't just JanSport.
What did you? What did you carry?
I think I did have a JanSport.
Did you have?
What?
Oh.
Wait, say that again. The wife's, see?
Jan Lewis?
Janice.
Can you imagine if it was called the Jan Lewis Sport Bag?
Yeah, that would be.
Do you think it would have done anything?
You can find that at Rodeo.
Yeah. I'm Jan Rodeo, Lewis.
On Rodeo Drive, you can find it. Yeah.
Sports.
And the retail value of this backpack is $839.
Oh, my God.
But you'll be the most posh. Oh. Student on campus.
Oh, you'll be the coolest.
Yeah.
You'll be in a convertible with your backpack just in the air and waving it like you don't care.
Is that something to floss?
Jan Lewis a backpack, sport? But can you,
a purse?
Yeah, I mean,
Speaking of, why do people spend all that money on a Gucci purse?
Why does anyone buy brand shit? Why do we buy Snapple?
Speaking of Snapple, why don't you crack that open and tell me what you think about that Apple Snapple? Thank you. Yeah, this is a little mini commercial for Apple Snapple, the best flavored Snapple on earth.
Okay.
Oh, nemse Mario.
Nemse mato. Mario. That means to pit, like to piss.
Think about it. My Korean sucks.
Oh my God! It went on. Oh my God! It's delicious. Holy shit!
Get your Apple Snapple today. The best flavor on the market that Snapple has to offer.
Wow.
Although it does not contain any juice inside it. These are all artificial flavors.
Actually, it's 10%. There's 10%.
Where?
They're here. It says 10% concentrate. 10% juice from a blend of apple and pear juices.
Is that delicious?
It's phenomenal.
Now, when you go to the market next time, would you consider buying that? A six-pack of that?
Hundo P.
That's my go-to. That's my go-to.
I've never tried this flavor, and now I understand it.
You know how I discovered that? On a whim, at just going to a gas station. I'm like, yeah, I'll try this. And then...
It tastes better than Martinelli's. Ooh, should I say that? Ooh, wait.
Wait. What time did she say that? What time did she say that? Because I don't want Martinelli's to come chasing after us. But Martinelli's, you can't compare it. You can't compare it to Martinelli's because Martinelli's is sparkling apple cider.
No, it's not. Not all of it. Bro.
Oh, God. We got to timestamp that, too.
Bro. Are we timestamping everything?
Everything.
Do we have the longest timestamp?
We can't even air this because there's so many contradictions and stuff. Yeah. Are you sure? It's sparkling. It's sparkling. This is the thing.
Do you even listen to anything he says? Actually, I believe that she listens to it because she's a Virgo, but she doesn't need that information.
I know.
I truly believe you are combubbling her with too much information and details.
She's the best intern I've ever had in my life. She shows up.
Oh, I could tell.
She's prompt. She's professional. She brings me high chews.
You brought that for? Oh, my God.
That's why she gets raises.
She got a raise, guys.
She got a goddamn bump.
You
tonight.
Had.
Hey,
hold on.
She made a year.
Bravo, my Virgo baby.
She made
baby.
A year. She deserves it.
Hold on. It's been a year, and I think I started. Did you? You had just started when I was. Was that the first or second episode? It was like
that was
third.
9 months ago.
It was like
here.
Second or third episode. Something like that. And I was like,
she's
going to last. I knew
she's
gonna
the
last.
Best.
Did you learn a lot since then? Yeah. Did you? Or is our pod episode or your favorite? Yeah.
See what I'm talking about, dude?
She's good. Yeah. She's very good. I tested right there, and she didn't. She didn't blink an eye.
Your Nunchi is good.
Yeah, she's good. She has Nunchi.
But your Nunchi, okay. Explain. Okay, my mom uses that word a lot.
Oh,
how do you decipher? How do you translate Nunchi?
It means you have good awareness of like social awareness. It means that you can read a room. That's what it means. It means that you are you look around. You know when someone needs something. Like if I could read that you're like shaking your leg or something, and you had mentioned you wanted to go to the bathroom 30 minutes ago. I'd bring the toilet to you, because I have good Nunchi.
So Nunchi, it's a variety of different things. It's being mindful.
Mm.
being considerate, mm. reading the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like being very aware.
Hyper aware.
Hyper aware and considerate.
Considerate. But you know what? Can I say why it's also bad? I think in our culture.
Nucci's not bad.
No, can I tell you why?
Wait, go ahead.
Can I tell
go
you
ahead,
why?
Because I didn't think Nucci, there's nothing
no,
bad
no,
about
it. In Korean
it.
Culture, having Nucci is 100 plus. It's like, basically, if you have no social awareness, you have no Nucci. Like, right? Can I say that?
Wait, say that one more time.
It's like if you don't have social awareness, like you don't have street cred. I mean, street like
sensibilities.
You have no Nucci.
I agree.
But can I say why I feel like in American culture it's not good to have that much Nucci?
Why?
Because it's what gives us. We care so much about judgment, people's judgment,
Koreans
perception,
especially.
Especially.
Holy smoke!
Yeah, but it's.
Oh my! It's the worst.
It's the worst thing ever.
나는 애들 Harvard. You know, I that's all I heard growing up. Harvard or Berkeley or, you know, some UC school. And then she's staring at me like, you guys are pieces of shit.
Yeah. If you didn't go to Harvard.
Yeah.
You're
Harvard.
Everything.
Cornell.
Why is she taking notes on that?
You know, that's
I need to know
do,
why she took a
that's
note on
how
that.
She gets the bump.
What
she
did, why did she just fucking
she
take that note?
She got the bump because she's doing that.
What's
she's
happening
going
right
above
now?
And beyond. That's for the timestamps. When I fill in the information, you know YouTube, when I fill up the description and then I put it on the audio platforms, I need a description
yeah.
of what we, the context of what we're talking about.
Got
so
it.
In those notes, there's Jansport, there's Nunchi, there's Apple Snapple most
this,
likely.
This is why she has good Nunchi, because she's been taking timestamps since the beginning of time. She knows she's aware of everything going on all the time.
That's why she
time.
Lasted a year and she gets the bump and she gets, you know...
You get the
She's
bump.
The best. She's the best. Now, go back to the Nunchi thing. So it's bad in American culture?
I personally think too much Nunchi makes you so self-aware that you're, like, too much in your thoughts. You're, like, considering everyone's feelings and, like, what they're doing and how, like, perceiving everything instead of just being present. Fuck
so,
all this other shit
So
sometimes.
Wouldn't that be called people-pleasing opposed to Nunchi?
No.
What are the differences then? That's people-pleasing.
People-pleasing, no, because sometimes the social awareness is not for people-pleasing reasons. Sometimes it's just to, like, say that you want to, like, pitch something to somebody, right? Say that there's a producer in the room.
Like, okay, oh, hold up. I like what you're doing. If I have a show idea or a movie
yes.
idea,
yeah.
I go, dude, I got a movie idea about uh-huh. a Korean family who mm-hmm. wants to own a liquor store in the hood. But then there's, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something like that.
Something
like
that. Like
a Boys in the Hood type thing.
Okay.
But with like,
yeah.
you know, like a nerdy kind of twist to
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So say that I'm a producer
yeah.
and I'm sitting there, right?
It,
but
for what company are you? Are you like Warner Brothers or?
I'm.
How about this? A24. Because I like their films.
Oh, I'm
go watch. Have you watched Men?
Oh my god. Wait, can we do. Did you watch Men? Oh my god, I need to discuss that. I have been waiting to talk about this with a man.
Okay, this is the thing.
Did you watch it?
No, okay, so this is what I got from it. Did you notice in that bar scene? They're all the same man.
Yeah.
The face, all right?
Wait, can we be giving up? Timestamp this.
Yeah, timestamp that. Okay, these are
Say
spoilers.
That these are spoilers.
Okay, so the movie. The theme is about a woman dealing with her husband's death, right?
Yes.
And the husband had jumped, you know, and fell to his death, right?
Yes,
and
this is so much information.
And so she had decided to go to, like, an Airbnb.
Look at who it is.
What's up, Dom?
Should we pick it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, fool? Dumbfounded in the house, baby!
Dumbfounded in the house!
Well... Yeah, man, you're on the Stevie Weeby Show.
You're
dumbfounded
the
in the house. K-Town's finest, baby.
And we got so
Koreatown's finest, baby.
That's so true.
What's up? We're chilling. Yo.
Yo, you know what? His mom's a Virgo, too.
Your mom's a Virgo?
Yeah.
Yo, we're talking about Men, that A24 film. Men.
Why are you so excited?
We're doing a breakdown.
He's so
bro.
Excited. We're so excited.
Dumbfounded in the house. Hey, get him in the camera.
Get him in the camera.
That's Koreatown's finest right there.
That's free.
That's Koreatown's
That's
finest.
Right.
Love you, man.
Love you, dude. We got
Hell
we
yeah.
Go. We got to go.
Yeah, man. We're,
yeah,
we're,
we
we're,
are.
We're recording right now.
All right. Bye. I'll call you later. Bye.
All right. Okay. So she's dealing with trauma.
Yeah. She is dealing with a lot.
A lot. Why don't you add to it? Because I gave a little bit.
We gave so much.
It's okay.
Yeah,
let's talk about it. I want to talk about it.
I do too.
Because it's affected me. It was so twisted towards the end too. Like, you know what scene I'm talking about.
Bitch, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is about a person. It's about a woman who has seen this crazy traumatic thing happen to her husband who dies. And then and then it's like her journey. She goes into a different country, right? Mm-hmm.
England. She's in another.
Mm-hmm. Is she in England?
Yeah, she's in England. Somewhere in Europe. Yeah. Yeah.
And these crazy little weird incidents happened throughout. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with, you know. Should I discuss?
Yeah, just say it,
toxic
just say
masculinity. Lots of issues with men and how women feel around men and about the rebirth of toxicity.
No, I agree with all
Did
that.
You get all
I
that?
Agree with all that. But there's also biblical themes because if you remember, there's the Garden of Eden theme she eats the forbidden fruit, right? And in the Bible, once you do that, then you get like a head change, right? You notice that once she did that, that's when she saw, and this is the way I interpreted it, the naked man.
Yeah.
I think he represents Adam, like Adam and
Eve.
Yeah. So that's when, I'm sorry we're ruining it for you. Still watch it. So she sees this.
Oh my God. Is this?
No. You're going to watch it in the theater. Yeah. She sees this man, this man that's naked. And then that's when it just kind of starts going down like Alice in Wonderland, this spiral where the archetype of, because the man that owns the property, that the white guy, he is basically represents all these different archetypes of men.
Of
like
men.
You have your man boy, you know, like the one with the female mask who screams.
Yeah.
And so she's dealing with different aspects of like kind of like dysfunctional men.
Yes.
Right.
Would you play that character?
If
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
In that movie?
Can you play that character now? Play the girl?
That's what it does, right?
You gotta just let more version. Where's that fucking machete?
Okay.
Where's that machete? Right.
So anyway, so continue.
I would love to replay that scene with you. Will you be my partner?
You know what? You're what better version. I don't know how to act like.
You just did it right now.
I know, but
I bought it.
That's fun. That's just fun shit.
Like, I bought that shit.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
So there's different archetypes of men, but it's the same face, right? In the bar, it's the policeman is the same guy.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because for a woman, it doesn't matter who the man is. There is always an essence of creepiness that men give off. Whether you're in a room, when you're in a bar, when you're outside, we are constantly aware of our surroundings. And it typically has to be because we think of what men might do in the surroundings. So like, well, you know, when we leave to the parking garage, I remember I was dating this guy and he didn't walk me down and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning and I felt weird about it. And I had
why
a conversation.
Why didn't he do that?
Because he doesn't have
he had
siblings.
No Nunchi.
He had no Nunchi.
Because if he had Nunchi, he'd be like, you know what? It's dark. It's late. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Exactly.
I'll walk you to your car.
So the less smart version of me didn't say anything. But the next time I saw him, I mentioned it to him. I said, I am scared. And I would like for you to walk me. And it was good.
What's this guy's name? Can we shout him? Can we call him?
No, I'm not gonna do it. But I did stay with him for a while.
Hey, shame on you, man. Shame on you. Shame on you, man.
I mean, I carry pepper spray. I have a knife. I have a fucking alarm. I have two pepper sprays. You know what I mean?
Is this an LA problem or is this a problem around the country? Because LA's got gangs.
It's around.
No,
the
but
world.
LA's dangerous, right? There's street gangs.
It is, but it's just
squatters, homeless people.
It's our also our depiction of the patriarchy makes us scared of men. Like the idea and of what.
And that movie kind of depicted that.
Did you feel that for? Did you understand?
Yeah,
that?
I felt this is the scene
the
where
creepiness from every man.
Yeah, well, there's more that I noticed too. Is the priest. Mm-hmm. The way, like, he gaslights her and shit.
Oh.
I was like, wait a minute. Because trying to, like, the way he kind of flips it on her.
Yeah.
And, like, deflects and just says, like, no, do you know that if you did this, he'd still be alive?
Yeah.
Or you're the one
reason.
Responsible for why he died.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of like, whoa, they did that for a reason.
Yeah.
Cause that, and then not only that, you notice that he came back at the end, you know, when he had the creepy...
The two-hand thing,
which represent all of them had that right
at
the end
because they're all the same.
But he objectified her and said, "You know, I didn't think this way, but just the smell of you.
Oh,
made,
absolutely.
You know, it's
so
your
creepy.
Fault. It's your fault. Why? Because he's trying to. He's a priest, right?
Yeah.
And your temptation.
Yeah.
Just by being you, a female, you're
oh, it's creepy
you're tempting
as fuck. Yeah.
me as a priest.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
And even
look, it's
even the nicest guy, even the guy you consider nice, which is the homeowner, right? The guy that lets you still got the essence that he was creepy from the beginning. Yet he had not done anything creepy from the
you
top.
Know, but I liked him out of all of them because
no. But in the end, what they're saying it is it doesn't matter. In the end, he was just like all of them.
Well,
he was all of them.
He was all of them.
Yeah, I know.
Because they all had the same face.
Yeah, but that's what we're saying.
Well, I understand that, and I'm not disagreeing with you. But he did have... Look, he helped bring her luggage at the... He helped bring the luggage in at the beginning. He gave her the tour of the house, right?
Yeah.
He's like... But then...
But why was he just creepily standing there watching as she came? Why was he... He was always... He was waiting for something. He kept coming up out of nowhere, just like randomly.
But that's when
Why
I got confused because I couldn't differentiate. Is it really this guy? Because the policeman looked exactly like him.
No, they are all the same
actor. They're all the same guy. Even the guy in the bar.
It's
an
Eddie Murphy thing.
Yeah.
It's an Eddie Murphy.
And that director.
That guy was a good actor.
Well, the director also, right?
Yeah.
Can you look that up? That guy, he did Ex Machina. Machina.
Mm-hmm.
Annihilation.
Yes.
He also did 28, one of my favorite zombie movies.
Alex, is that his name? Yeah, Garland.
Alex Garland. He did 28 Days Later, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, look, it was...
I thought it was interesting that a man wrote that movie.
See? It wasn't like...
I didn't like that.
Why not?
Because I thought it was a story a woman should tell, in a way.
Oh, wait, really?
In a way. Okay, I'm not hating. I think he's great, but it's not like I see him as a major feminist or anything. Like, he made Ex Machina, to me, was a kind of a sexist movie. And people change. That's fine.
Well,
but
it was also kind of like, at the end, the female AI is free. She escapes, and she's free in the world to do what she wants.
She's a sexualized Asian robot.
There was an Asian robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, how many more Asian robots do we need in movies?
So you would have felt better if...
Like, are we all, like, very robot? You know?
Right, right.
And then at the end, you know, with the butthole opening and, like, the rebirth of the same type of person over and over
again. That scene really disturbed me.
Did you understand that?
Yeah. It was kind of like a different... It kind of represented different aspects of, like, male dysfunction or, like... Like in different forms, right? Like
to me, what it like it, for
this
me
is
it was
all
very
for
clear.
Interpretation too. I don't know what
it
I
is,
saw.
And I okay. So I
well explain this. Give him context. Explain the scene. Okay. Not only that, let's go from the beginning. That man with the green. There was pagan themes too.
Yes.
The green man.
Yes.
You know the nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
so
nature guy.
The nature guy at
yeah.
the end. It started with him before he gave birth.
Yeah.
He comes out in the garden,
yeah.
and then the main character is standing by the door,
yeah.
and he presents himself. Oh, doesn't he? The dandelion. No, there's a dandelion theme in there, too, because at the very end credit, there's a dandelion. And then not only that, he blows the dandelion in her face, and she gets sedated.
She swallows one, and she's taken over. She swallows one of the dandelions.
Yeah, but do you notice that's a theme throughout the, like, even at the end credit, there's a picture of a dandelion.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? What's
to
going
me,
on
here? I felt like they were saying it's a rebirth of toxic masculinity over and over and over, and these traumas keep becoming cycles and cycles and cycles, and that's why they're
right. I think you're right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I think you're right. Yeah.
I think it's part of the nature guy. To me, what it symbolized was it's part of nature. Like, unless we fix this, unless we stop it at some point, but this, like,
wait,
every man will.
That's interesting. So it's in just man's nature to be that way.
Yes. Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I think in a way that it may be in the nature, or that they're trying to symbolize it can be in a man's nature, but it might not need to be. Because the weird thing is, it's the men giving birth. It wasn't a woman giving birth, right?
Yeah, that was very. I've never seen that in film. I've never seen a man and then a vagina.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
What, are you talking about Total Recall?
No, the
Quadro?
One where she's pregnant. But when he's Arnold Schwarzenegger's pregnant. What is that movie?
No, this had nothing on this movie. That had nothing.
What is that movie called?
I don't know, but
there's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he becomes pregnant.
It's not Total Recall with Quadro like, attached to it, that man,
the alien. No, it's funny. It's a funny
movie. Oh, okay.
Movie. And I can't remember what it's called right now. And it's got Danny DeVito in it. Junior?
Twins.
I don't remember.
No.
Junior. Okay. Well, anyways.
I mean, this movie was gnarly. I can't believe they got to show that on film. It should be like X-rated just for that scene.
What?
I mean, you see the fetus come out. I mean, four times. There's four births.
I think they made it that crazy, that intense, to show you that that is what women go through. Women are constantly giving birth, and that is natural.
Wait, that's interesting.
That should not be a gross thing. That is actually what women go through to push out a fucking baby. And if it's a fucking toxic man, it's annoying. And I think that's what they're playing on. And the fact of having a baby, constantly reproducing more shitty dude baby.
That's what your interpretation is?
That's
so
what
that
mine was.
Symbolized a woman giving birth to toxic man after toxic man.
But it's not a woman. It's a man. Because it's really the men causing these issues, putting on the more toxic traits onto the women and their babies.
I mean, even the man boy.
If I hated him.
When he got reborn, he did the scream too.
Do it again.
Right, he did that.
Shut this baby up here.
He did that. But, and I'll admit, and they'll probably comment below, but I admit that I kind of represent.
Did you feel like that baby?
Wait, hold up. Let me finish my thought. Out of all of the archetypes, I know that I'm a lot like that man. Look at my apartment. I mean, look at the way I live. I mean, I'm going to be on Warzone later.
You're very responsible. I could tell your response. Am I blowing your
No,
place
I like
up?
I like what you're doing, because I was expecting you to kind of shit on me.
No, I think
you're
go much
ahead.
More responsible than you put yourself to be. I think this is just a front for who you actually are. And inside, you are a very respectable businessman in a suit that walks around with his briefcase. Jan Lewis sport briefcase.
God damn, I love what you're doing right now. Fuck, dude.
You're
invited back for part three. Keep going. God damn, you're making so much sense.
Wait, hold on. Are there people that with part threes?
You.
I know, but it has to
sell them, but you qualify. Keep doing what you're doing, though.
Wait, took it back
No, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. I like the businessman talk.
I like what
you're doing with the businessman talk.
Briefcase. I see you, because look at these shoes. Has anyone taken a look at how clean these motherfucker shoes are? This is not an irresponsible man's shoes. This guy has shit to do, places to go, things to see. They are clean, kept, and sturdy.
Yes.
And on top of it, a man stands strong, willed, and powerful with such pizzazz and love for the world that so much energy is brought upon this. You make Virgos proud.
Yes.
And for that, thank you, Stevie Weeby. You are the man that people want.
Subscribe today, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe today. YouTube.com/Stevie Weeby. No, I really appreciate that. You know, I don't, because I'm my worst critic.
Oh, I know.
When I'm laying there alone, I'm thinking,
Virgo,
how do I die without, what's the most painless way to die?
Okay, baby, that's depression. So
wait, come again. Is that depression? No, I thought
everyone thinks that way. Therapist,
you want a Lucy? Get your Lucy today, okay? 4 milligram spearmint.
That you need to talk to a therapist about.
You know what? I think so.
But if that's how you feel, and
not every day. Not every day. Sometimes I do though.
You question. Are you a nihilist?
No, I just with the way the internet is and the way social commentary is and like comments. I'm the type of guy I could see a whole blue background, but as soon as I see a red dot or something off, I'm like, oh no, see, look at that. Like, you know, going back to comments, like it could be a lot of all positive,
you read it.
But that one bad comment, I'm like, oh, I'm a piece of shit, I guess. I'm just being honest.
You need to stop that. You need to stop reading it. You're addicted though, huh? It's addicting to look at the, it's the perfectionist in us, but Virgos are known to be our worst critic. We are everyone else's best friend. Virgos make great friends and we are such supportive as other people. We love helping other people. But when it comes to us, we critique the shit out of ourselves to the point that we make ourselves into like this like pruned up version at home, and we're sitting alone being like, how come we don't have friends? You read one
absolutely
comment. We have nobody.
Because I'm my worst critic, right? I'm like the meanest to myself. Like they could say the meanest shit out there. Mm. Like they could say whatever, like the meanest shit. And I'm like, oh, that's nothing to what I tell myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's a part of my alcohol. Like, my alcoholism is kind of infused in that. Because it does center in your mind.
Yeah.
And that's why alcoholics drink, because that's their solution. As soon as they start thinking that way, they're like, oh, I'll just take a swig of this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now I feel normalized.
So is
normal
that something
now
that you've wanted to stop?
What I have stopped. For the physical aspects, because the program I'm doing, you're physically stay away from drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a daily reprieve involved where meditation is involved.
Do you meditate?
I can't. And that's the thing.
Hold on.
I am such a spaz. Mm-hmm. I tried this morning. Because usually,
wait, what did you use
I'll be honest with you. No. I've been doing this. I wake up and I go... And I pay attention to the first thing I do. I go, okay, what do I do when I wake up? I go get a Red Bull or a Rockstar. I start downing that. I put a nicotine thing into my mouth. And the first thing I do is I check my phone. Do I have messages? Okay. Then I go on Instagram. So this morning I woke up and I was awake. I was conscious. I was like, I woke up. I had good rest. And I'm like, okay, don't go for that Red Bull or Rockstar.
Mm.
Try to sit here. Mm. For at least 30 seconds where I could be still and then just think of like the ocean or whatever. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. I was just like, moment I started doing it, I was like, oh, I gotta do this. And then I was thinking about, did I text you? Are you coming? And then I have to meet Jeremiah tomorrow. We have to film another, you know, just like, it just kept flooding in.
It's called anxiety.
What? That's anxiety. I thought everyone goes through this.
No, you're Hollywood, baby.
I'm Hollywood.
Yes, you are putting.
Am I Hollywood? I'm Hollywood.
You're stimulant. Yeah, you're stimulant on top of stimulant. You know these things stay in your body for like literally days. It's not like just because you stop doing it for one day. That shit is still in your body for like a week. Yes, you have to cleanse yourself for a week before you try to start meditating. You're going fucking. There's balls to the walls with all this energy and like fucking chemicals in your body. Just like being like, hey, wake up.
So, but what does that have to do with being Hollywood? And what is that? How do you classify
Hollywood?
Is it because I live in Hollywood? But you're not saying that. You're like, I am Hollywood because I'm thinking about these things I need to do for to eat and survive, like content.
Yeah,
and
to me,
posting. Is that what you mean?
Yes, there's a lot going on that requires, and it's a stress. First of all, it's the most stressful job. You're being nitpicked. You could be the most perfect person to yourself, but you're going to be nitpicked by everyone and everything. Like,
well, you know, because you do it yourself. You're on Fun with Dumb. You do your own content. You go on auditions for shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. And
so we're kind of in the same kind of bubble there.
Yeah. And guess what? We ask for validation all the time because that's literally how our content gets better or worse. Like, we're like, our work.
You know, that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. Keep going.
Yeah.
With that.
This is like literally, like, we are putting ourselves in a place where we are asking to be picked on. Like, because why do we
do
this?
You're right. A plumber doesn't go through this. You're right. A plumber, a carpenter, they're you know, a guy working at Home Depot, they're not saying, hey, how's my, did I put the nail in good? On this 3x5?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to do the foundation. Of, you know, they're not doing that.
Yeah.
Unless they have their own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know, right?
You know, would you go on a silent retreat?
I am. So
you are?
Caesar Bros, June 16th to the 19th, all inclusive.
Am I invited?
Yeah. Do you want to come? It's up in Seattle. It's a 4-day retreat. Go to campraw.com. June 16th to the 19th.
Are you going?
It's an island off of Seattle, and it's there's kayaking, yoga, archery. There's bunk beds. There's swimming.
What's happening here? You're making
a camp owner, a guy that owns a camp, like reached out to us and said, "Do you guys want to take part in this retreat? It's an all-inclusive camp where you stay off your phone to get away from technology for a couple days." And there's a bunch of activities. And we're going to do a live podcast one night with the campers. Yeah.
And are these like your viewers that are coming too?
No, there's just normal campers there. I mean, they're invited as well.
Oh, they are. Yeah, so people can meet you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You should look into
Should we go? I think that we should make it a trip. Why not?
Camp
You know what? There's not enough Virgos in this world. And if you put all of us together...
You know what? You just made me think of something. What about a future Virgo retreat?
I love it! Count me in. Absolutely. This is for Virgos.
In Joshua Tree, California, dude.
Scissor Bros, right?
No, this is the V. This is our thing. I'm coming up with a Virgo hand sign.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it also works for Scissor Bros, no?
Then just make a V.
Okay, this is what I heard in Korea. This is what's popular. You go like this. Instead of this, you know, this is the pose.
Yeah.
The Asian typical pose. The new one is this. This is what young kids are doing.
I'm going to throw a curveball at you, though.
Uh-oh.
What is this?
Dude, I don't like that. That reminds me of the little
My
boy.
Mom did that when I was younger. She went like this. Yeah, shik ya. Like that. And I go, but I learned that this is basically this. What'd you say? Guatemalans do that too, but is that a real thing?
This looks really crazy.
No, but this means fuck. This is like flicking.
This is much more offensive than this. Like the way this looks is scarier than this.
But in Korean, in Korean culture, what does this mean?
I've never heard of this. This is my first time. I'm learning something new. Bro,
dude, this is an old school Korean. All Koreans know this.
Stevie.
Yeah.
I was fucking born here.
I know, but you don't know what this means in Korean?
You know my other culture is in Brazil? I'm fucking confused as
okay,
fuck,
so
okay?
I'm going to clarify.
Teach me.
This in Korean is similar to this in American.
Okay, this is why this is not scary. I could take that machete. I could take that machete and I could just chop it off, right? It's vulnerable. This is strong. It's forceful. This scares me.
Well, in Korea, this is highly offensive.
But it's
highly
funny because I think it's supposed to be a tiny dick, no? A little turd. Oh, okay. You see it as a turd. I love this interpretation.
Maybe like a turtle head, maybe? Okay.
All right. Well.
Did we talk about micropenises?
Should we start this? Wait, should we start this? Should we start this as the...
As the Virgo?
As the new...
The Virgo sign? Okay. I love this episode because it's been all over the map. Okay, so what? I had a point here.
We never know what we talked about.
It's just like, maybe that's the Virgo way where it's like
it's
a carnival, right?
But is this not how it always is in your?
No, it's not like always like this. No, it's usually, okay, so when's your comedy special coming out?
Oh, boring.
How did you, did you start your open mics? When is your thing coming out?
Oh, because they're comedians.
A lot of them are.
Fuck, and I have nothing going on for me. I'm.
You have a lot. Okay. Dude, you're on a cool-ass podcast with Dumbfounded.
I have a movie. Okay.
What? You said a movie?
I have a feature coming out.
This is your platform. Go ahead. Can I tell you about, can I ask about the auditioning process, please?
Oh my God, please ask about that.
Okay,
yes.
So is it a theatrical, it's not, it's a theatrical release.
Yes.
And then did you, your agent contacted you?
Yes.
I have this audition.
Yes.
And this is the character.
Yes.
And it's for a movie?
It's for a movie.
Okay.
I'm not the main character.
But are you
I'm
a principal? Are you a principal
I'm
part?
A,
or
I'm a principal part, but I'm not one of the principals.
So
I'm the
you're
lo-
not supporting cast. You're not,
I'm not supporting.
You're a principal. It's a part. You're like,
I have 5 pages out of the script, which isn't like a main thing, but it's not a support. I don't think it's a supporting. I actually don't know. I forget. I could look it up and find
but
out.
Is it
but
a Korean? Is it an Asian movie or
no?
Is it, it's
I'm the only. I'm the Asian representation in that movie.
Token.
Do we
Asian.
Like that?
Token Asian. Woo! Token Asian. Keep going.
It's a
okay.
horror psychological thriller.
Can we say the name of it?
Yes. It's called The Portrait.
Watch The Portrait in a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. Support The Portrait because our homegirl, Steph, is in the movie.
Thank you. I'm making out
with
one of the main characters who happens to be a nominee to, I don't know if it's Oscar or Emmy. It was apparently a big deal. And I don't,
he's an Emmy
or
nominated actor.
I made out with a lady. And
how did you,
what?
How
it
long did it
hot.
Take you to memorize the lines? How did you prepare for your audition? That's what I want to know. Tell me the process.
I study the shit. I am someone that is very, I need to
meticulous.
Prepare. Meticulous, very, I love acting and being theatrical.
You do?
I do. I love it. I think it's so much fun.
But
I find
when you,
it.
When you got the script, what's the first thing you did?
I read the script. I highlighted the areas that I thought that needed to shine for myself. I read about the other character. I break it down. I'm not a pro at this, okay? But then when it comes to myself, I read it with multiple people to see what their take was in it. On
well,
it.
Who are these people? Your friends or
my
other actors?
My friends. They're usually friends and also actors as well. But
so you got their opinion on how
yes.
your the approach, how you
yes.
should approach this.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
Yes. And I, you know what? It was interesting because I was not the only Asian. I wasn't like an Asian role. It was open to all ethnicities.
Oh, dude, that's props, dude. That's props. So they weren't looking for
no.
They weren't looking for a Korean
no.
woman.
No.
It was open for interpretation.
It was open. And apparently
so
my
you
take must have
convinced one of the casting people.
Yeah. thank you. Apparently it was a very different take than everyone else's. So I would say this, and this is what my manager had told me before too. He says when you do takes as an actor, do the take that they want, because usually there'll be a little breakdown, right, of a character and be like, oh, they're funny and they're like easygoing. Do one of those and send in another tape also that's a very different take than what they were thinking they needed.
Because oh, that, to maybe
just
get,
to like
get the wheels turning.
Yeah, just to be like, oh, give them something that they might have not thought of.
Exactly, or you're showing, you're presenting something they weren't even aware of.
Yes,
like,
that was
wait,
a
wait, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We kind of like that,
yeah.
what she did there.
And that could be very different for people, especially if they've been looking at the same thing over and over again, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. You stand out. Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, for those aspiring actors and actresses, don't always go with the herd. Try something different.
Be
think favorite. Outside the box.
You know what?
Do what she did.
Or be you. Don't be what they want. Be you.
You be you.
You be you.
You do you.
You do you.
You do you. You do you. Okay, I love what you're doing right now.
What are we doing?
We're talking about the way you got the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
whoa.
We're... That's only... We
whoa.
Still got time.
I found out...
I'm
found
not rushing you.
I felt...
I want to know. Did you have a callback?
Yes, I had to meet with the director the second, right? So,
oh, was that pretty nerve-wracking?
I've done this a few times now.
Okay.
So, the first time I did it, I really fucked up, and it was a huge director, and I was like, I am never going to fuck up like this again. I studied too much, and I made myself so nervous that I like started, like, I forgot all the words to what I was doing. So I was like, I'm never, this is all under my control. I'm the one that fucked this up. I will never do this to myself again. So I, from now on, you know, from then I just like made sure to like prepare like a week before if I can.
So are you talking about bad auditions?
Yeah, or bad callbacks. Or
bad
like,
callbacks.
Yes.
Now, when you're in that situation, do you put pressure on yourself or do you go in free? And you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, if I'm really prepared, I feel free. When I'm prepared enough, I feel really good. But if I start getting in my head and overanalyze, you know the thing that we do?
Yeah.
That's when I really fuck myself up.
So what's the saying? Success is when preparation meets opportunity.
Yes. The actor prepares.
And you did that, and you must have hit a home run. You got the part.
You know what? Luck be a lady that night.
No, when is this great movie coming out?
I don't know. It's being edited, and it's going to be in festivals.
Cannes,
yeah,
IFC,
all of that.
Psychological thriller.
Psychological thriller. I think it's going to be beautiful. It's very beautiful. And
who's the director?
Simon.
Oh, no.
You
might
Simon.
Have to timestamp this out.
Can I say Simon? Yeah, please.
Just
take
say
this
Simon.
Out.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Don't know the director's name. Oh, my God.
Will wait, don't please? Tell
him. Oh, my God. We might have
now.
To take this out
do
of
we
the,
need
whole
to take the whole
podcast. You got to fix it right now.
Dude, I didn't know I was going to be asked about this.
I know you're
this.
Starting to sweat. I'm starting to sweat.
Dude, I'm starting to. Nervous.
Simon, please. Simon.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Simon, we love you. He's British fellow.
He's British.
He's fucking amazing.
He's amazing, but all we know is his name is Simon.
Written by David Griffith.
David Griffith.
There's an S at the end of that.
Simon.
What? Like, how could, where is it?
Simon. You can't find it? Can I just make a fictional a last name, please?
No.
Okay. While you're looking that up, I want to put out some positive quantum physics out there as far as different possibilities for your acting career.
Oh, please.
I would like to say...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is what I just envisioned this while you're talking. Mm-hmm. I could see you as the lead, but the co-lead actor, Steven Yeun. So he's your, wait, hold up, man. It would be like a Notebook kind of a vibe, like a romance. You starring with Steven Yeun. It could take place in Korea, but the main thing is there's heavy romance with you and Steven Yeun. What do you think about that?
Like,
have you seen The Notebook?
I'm pretty obsessed with this idea.
You are?
Can we have any pool in this?
Can't get more handsome than Steven Yeun. Go watch Nope in theaters soon. Jordan Peele's new feature film.
Oh, my God.
Oh, check this out. What if Jordan Peele sees your audition tape and says, you know what?
Dude, I'm literally sweating balls
right
now. I
want her in my next feature film.
Can we make this
co-starring
happen?
Co-starring Steven Yeun.
Yo. Dude. Well,
Simon what?
Can we, Simon
I gave
Ross,
you
Ross.
Simon Ross. Thank you for hiring
you.
Steffi. She is so enthusiastic about her role.
I love
I'm
it.
Sure, I'm sure you did a great job.
I
and
did my
we
best.
Are we're almost done here.
Wait, hold on. I really would love this to happen.
Do you like my Steven Yeun idea?
I want to be his, yes.
Okay,
but
so.
But this Jordan Peele thing, that would be a fucking dream come true.
I don't know.
I see myself doing a horror-ass movie, you know?
So Jordan,
I feel
if,
like I would really kill
can
people.
I give a message to Jordan?
If Jordan. He
so Jordan, I love you.
Do you know Jordan?
Yeah, I know him not that well, but he was in Mad TV with my brother back in the day.
So do you
I used to see him at the Hawaiian spot. He used to walk everywhere. And he told my brother about Morrowind, the video game, the RPG Morrowind. Holy he really is like a legit gaming nerd dude.
Wow.
But very smart.
You could tell.
Keen, yeah, dude, he's you smart. Could tell. So, Jordan, I freaking love you. Hire her, co-starring Steven Yeun.
Let's go.
In a romantic notebook type film. Let's start plugging away, okay?
Woo, babe.
Let's start plugging away. Website,
plug it in.
Social media.
Oh, right now? Okay.
Yeah.
Please add me at Bakegoods, BAIKEDGUDS on Instagram. And I'm Steffi Bake on STEFFIEBAIK on Twitch, as well as my Twitter, but I don't really use it very much. And yeah, that's basically it.
And then let's plug the film again.
Oh, okay.
The Portrait.
The Portrait. That's what
directed
it's called.
By Simon Ross.
It will be out in the near future. We're hoping end of next year. We'll see.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes.
And Jordan, the future, your
and
future
you know
film.
I'm going to be in a Jordan Peele
film
in the future.
Called The Letter.
Called The Letter.
Just go with it.
All right, I love it. Where we write letters, me and Steven.
Steven Yeun.
Steven Yeun write letters.
Oh, he's in South Korea. You are in New York. You meet on a dating site, Korean dating site. And then there's a couple little, you know, hoops you got to go through. But something happens where this long distance.
This is You've Got Mail. There's a movie.
God damn it is You've Got Mail. I'll think of something else. Okay, I'm not a script writer. I'm trying to be positive.
I love the You Got Mail because there's creepy version of
You Got Mail.
No, it's got to be.
I like Tom Hanks.
I love Tom Hanks.
Watch Castaway today. Great movie. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Oh, watch Tom Cruise in Maverick.
I'm gonna watch that tomorrow. Did you watch it?
No, you're watching it tomorrow. Who are you going with? I want to go.
Do you want to come with
us? I can. I'm podcasting tomorrow.
With who?
With Jeremiah. And that's a good segue. So tune in to youtube.com/scissorbros with my brother Jeremiah Watkins. We'll be at Camp Raw June 16th to the 19th. Okay? Get your tickets at camprahh.com today. Okay? If you want to help support the podcast, go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. Bandcamp, stevieweebybandcamp.com for the music stuff. QUANGOU for the Instagram. Okay? If you want to go to the website, stevieweebyshow.com. Okay? If you want to mail anything, we have a P.O. box. I just went. It's all the packages are there. I'm about to do another P.O. box video on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Send all your packages.
If you want to send me something, send it to me here.
Exactly. Send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Part 3 coming soon.
Hell yeah,
with
dude.
Steffi.
Let's go.
Tune into the Fun with Dumb podcast when?
Yes. Tuesdays, 1 Pacific Standard Time. Typically, or catch it on YouTube, Spotify, and all the other streaming platforms the day after on a Wednesday. Yay!
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.